Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
It's a fine line between tasteful and tacky, resulting in rooms looking cheap rather than sophisticated. So how do we avoid the pitfalls and the on-trend different things that we go for in our homes? Well, to help us is hardware expert Alan Grant and interior designer Roisin Lafferty. Thanks a million to you both, as always, for joining us.
Good to be here.
Roisin, what's your, I suppose, top two bits of advice to avoid trends in your home?
Trends in interiors are much the same as fashion. People tend to be more selective with what they wear and follow trends more with interiors. So it's about thinking about what it is you actually love, not being governed by the trends that come month after month, season after season. It's you who's going to be living there. So try to have your clear idea of what it is you love so that you're not just sidetracked every shop you go into. Because it happens easily, but people tend to be more confident in how they put together their own clothes versus their own interiors. People follow trends more with interiors.
What about you, Alan? What's your thoughts or
I'd
advice?
Also recommend people to just say, first of all, hide technology as much as they can around the home, but to make things less tacky as possible. You know, nobody's immune from having bits of tat in the house, including myself. When my wife moved into my house in my 20s, I had a life-size mermaid table. I thought it was cool in my 20s.
Wait a minute. You're not getting away with that thought quickly. A mermaid table?
A mermaid table is glass coffee table. I thought it looked cool.
I thought you meant an actual mermaid.
I had a mermaid with the tail holding up the glass and the hands, and that was soon Skip was ordered and that was in it.
That's very Wolf of Wall Street of you, Alan, isn't it?
But like, you know, just to keep things less but better quality. And what is it? To let as much light into the house as possible. Choose a colour scheme and go with it. You want to make it as much about you as possible. Because like when people come into the house, look, as Roisin said there about colour or trends as well.
Yeah.
Everything's getting a bit kind of samey. So as much as you can put a stamp on it yourself, the better.
What is that kind of on-trend thing at the moment that in 20 years time, Roisin, people are going to say, why on earth did we put that into the house?
It's certain things and it's how you spend your money. Let's face it, all the things that go into your house, they cost a lot of money. Mm. So it's about investing in the things that you are not going to hate. Okay, so for example, I'd say take reference from nature. It's never going to date. It's around you every time you look out the window. If you want to be drawn color palettes, all of that, look at that. That's not going to date. There's certain color combinations, certain things that are just repeated all the time. Like lots of people mix green and pink. I've done it. Like the certain things, there's like arches. Again, I've put arches in my projects, but in commercial spaces, make sure what you're putting in is something that you love. It's not a trend if you love it. It's not a trend if you love looking at it every day. But if you're only doing it because you saw it in a magazine, you're likely to get sick of it.
The things I think of, that floral wallpaper that, like, I know some people think it's really retro, but it's, you know, the really bad floral wallpaper that's very 80s.
Yeah.
Those sort of orange bathrooms, do you remember? They kind of were all matching suites.
Yeah, was it the avocado kind of bathtub, the greens and the baby blues and stuff like
totally
that.
Totally coming back. Everything comes back around.
Are they coming back?
Well, now you see you can get it in any colour. So like you can get bathrooms in any colour, you can get taps in any colour. It can look cool. I guess the thing is, think about the things that are fixed. Think about the things that are stuck to your house. Okay, so the floors, the counters, the joinery, the furniture, wardrobes, all of the things that are stuck, fireplaces, they are the things that you're going to be looking at every single day. Another thing is, say like curtains, for example. I tend to say go with a really nice quality fabric that's a plane. It's not something you're going to look at, you're going to spend thousands of euro on and hate in a few years. Like bring in the kind of other things as changeable little add-ons, cushions and things.
Now, loads of listener questions. 087 1400 106 is the number. I used the strong double-sided tape to put a picture up. It fell during the night. Is there any way I can get the tape off without actually destroying the paint? Or what's my next option? Should I just use nails in the wall?
First of all, to remove it, I'd use like a glass scraper. It's like a Stanley blade that's on a handle, and just go in nice and shallow up against the wall, and you should be able to remove it without doing minimal damage to the wall. Going forward, it depends on what kind of weight is involved with the picture or what they were hanging up. But if it's a drywall, you can get some really good drywall fixings, ones that just screw straight in. Don't leave a massive hole in the wall. And if you do want to remove it, you can just fill over it very simply. But yeah, if it's any kind of weight, just use a drywall fixing.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Double-sided, we always use it for photo shoots
yeah.
when we're not allowed to put permanent artwork up. But in long term, it's not a great option. So definitely have it hung properly.
A listener says, on the hiding technology point, Alan, you suggested, has Alan any suggestions for hiding cables from the TV? The TV is actually up on the wall, but you can always see the bits of wires hanging out.
Yeah, there's cable tidies you can get, the ones that kind of just grab around there. I'm actually looking around the studio, have we got something there? No, but they can actually grab and join them all together, or else you can get like sticky back conduits, which can also be painted the same colour as the wall. And you can get ones that are kind of half moon, so they kind of, they're less intrusive looking, or else you can run them up in the corner. Most TVs are in the corner of a wall. And you can do it that way. If you want to go down the real high end kind of way, you can chase it up through the wall if the TV is mounted high up in the wall and you don't have any kind of console skyboxes and stuff underneath.
Yeah, that's why I went for one of those built in TV fireplace. Yeah. They're, now surely they're something that's on trend, Roisin.
Yeah, but they're functional. Like they're good, and there's lots of ways to hide the TV in the mirror now. They're brilliant. There's also ones that you can pull down art in front of. There's also the Samsung frame. You can set it as art so it doesn't look so obvious. Another, I guess, high-end option if you are doing kind of built-in joinery is to pack out the wall. If you have your TV set in, you don't see the bracket, you don't see the side
of it. That's what I have. It's all kind of flush.
It's nearly like a little mini comms cabinet you can use at the
great.
Side. Yeah,
brilliant. But I do wonder, are they a bit like the open plan kitchen sitting room? You know, they're kind of a thing at the moment, aren't they?
The thing is, no one likes to look at a TV, but let's face it, we all watch TV.
Yeah.
So like you do need a place for it. I don't think that will go.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This listener says they saw a gorgeous black and blue fireplace on Instagram. Their own one is currently marble. They're wondering if they could paint it or will it turn out a big mess?
You can paint it. You just need to be careful. If it's a fully functional, real fire, you just need to be careful what kind of primer you use so you don't get that shrink effect we talked about times before on the show. So just be careful what primer you use. If it's if it's an active fireplace, if it's just an ornamental fireplace, you can just use a standard undercoat, something like bin primer or that, and then just paint your top coat on top.
But then also marble is so beautiful.
So yeah, it's
nice,
shade
you really want to paint over.
I don't understand when they say they want to paint it black and blue.
Yeah, you might regret it. And then like marble's
like
that investment
blue
piece.
Is the blue?
I don't know.
You know, maybe that listener might send us in a picture. I'm actually dying to see this. Speaking of pictures, right, wait till you hear this. This listener says they've just moved into a house that has live, laugh and love painted on the stairs on each step. It's desperate looking. I can imagine, well, believe it is. What's the best way to get rid of it? It's stickers. So when I tried to peel them off, I couldn't get them off.
You can get, I used to work in a doing window displays when I was in college. You just get it's like a blade, but on a kind of scalpel, you can scrape them off. You will need to touch up the paint after, but that's the easiest way to remove
them.
And
a bit of WD-40 will actually help to break down that adhesion around the edges as you use the blade.
So that's all you need to do?
Yeah, and then repaint.
Definitely do it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm dying to see what this looks like. So it must live, laugh and love painted on each single step.
And someone probably did that with a lot of care, a lot of time. Yeah. But yeah.
See, that was kind of something was on trend, wasn't it? Those sort of inspirational quotes.
Yeah, we used to have them in the office. See, yeah, you get sick of things, I think. And when it is your own house, you really need to like it because you're going to be looking at it every day.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the best way to get the sticker off. Do you have people, Alan, that come into the shop and you're thinking, you know, mother of God, this trend now is going to be dated in about 6 months?
The glitter in paint was definitely one that's kind of subsided.
Sorry, where was that going?
So there was a number of different colours of glitter, so we could add it into paint and people would put that in the paint. So then
for like a child's room?
No, there was some front rooms been painted.
Really? There's glitter
hallways,
sitting rooms out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you'd put it into the paint before you'd mix it and you'd get that even consistency through the paint. I haven't actually seen it in real life on the wall, but it's something that was a big trend maybe 5-6 years ago.
It's like the feature walls. I'm sorry, Alan, I know we talked about it before, but it is. It's the feature wall. It's someone buys into it. It's a little bit safe. It's a little bit out there. They can kind of digest it, but I don't know. I just think all of those things, they date so much. Mm.
There's, for our last texter, another listener has suggested the best way to remove stickers is apparently hairspray.
Hairspray. I haven't heard that one. I must
there
try
you
that.
Go. Yeah, we could try that. Jill in Cork says, paint the wall black if possible. Dermot Bannon suggested it on Lunchtime Live previously. I did it and it was the best job ever, according to Jill.
Black in general, yeah, it can really help, especially I had said it to do it in the garden before. Like it does, it can disappear everything and it just focuses your eye on what you're trying to make the feature. Yeah.
This listener says, our house is a very old, an old-fashioned looking glass panel. It's in the hallway. It's a kind of a yellow glass. I know what you're thinking, but is there any way that I could even just clear the glass so it's not yellow, or what's the best way to get it out?
If it's the glass I'm thinking of, no. You'd have to remove the panels, and I think it'd be worth doing because it really is super dated when you go into a hallway and you
see that.
I don't
know this. What is the yellow glass?
I don't know. It could be lovely amber-stained glass.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm from Temple Oak originally, and there's a lot of the houses in Orwell and stuff like that had that when you come in on the right hand side, opposite the stairways, and it would be like the yellowy glass. And
is this like a sliding door porch or something?
No, it'd be like squares. It'd be like 8 or 10 squares of the glass. Now I don't know. It's what you add to it to complement that, but if it's I'd look at changing myself.
See, I add it in a lot of the time.
Are you putting this amber glass into
amber and pink glass, and the light shines through. It gives like a rose tinted glass feel, but it depends on the design.
And where are you putting it?
We've done kind of, say, a sliding screen or something, or behind a bookcase at a window. So then when the light comes in, it just gives a lovely glow.
Right. Is it like, are a lot of people going for this?
No, it would be pretty unique. But amber can be really, really nice.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody else is wondering about the top trend to have in your house at the moment. Is there a top trend?
I'd say the top trend is more earthy, good quality, natural materials. I definitely see much more of a veering towards that. Polished plaster and that kind of chalk paint. That's huge. So that's polished plaster, high end of the market, but the chalk paint is you do it yourself, and it's texture, it's much more earthy. It's like putting clay on your walls. That's everybody wants that. That's really a trend at the moment.
Yeah, and a lot of people are moving away finally from the greys. We see now grey has been in like vogue for so many years. I'd say maybe 8 years, and it must be the longest kind of colour trend that we've seen over the years. But people are now moving away to the earthy colours. And do you know, there's a real nice colour I like. It's nearly a black green and a black brown.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fantastic. Lovely. Really, really nice. Definitely a colour worth considering where you can incorporate it.
We're going to have a day where we just specifically talk about paint and what colours to paint the rooms in your house. As always, Alan Grant, hardware expert, and Roisin Lafferty, interior designer. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.